Chapter 2. Who is the man who rides past?
Tell me a story, Anna Marie, begged Kirsty as she snuggled beside her sister in the big bed they shared. Tell me a fairy tale.
Anna Marie smiled and wrapped her arms around her little sister in the dark. All Danish children grew up familiar with fairy tales. Hans Christian Andersen, the most famous of the tale tellers, had been Danish himself.
Do you want the one about the Little Mermaid?
That one had always been Anna Marie's own favorite. But Kirsty said no.
Tell one that starts with a king and a queen, and they have a beautiful daughter.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a king, Anna Marie began.
And a queen, whispered Kirsty. Don't forget the queen.
And a queen. And they lived together in a wonderful palace. And
was the palace named Amalienborg?
Kirsty asked sleepily.
Shh. Don't keep interrupting or I'll never finish the story. No, it wasn't Amalienborg. It was a pretend palace.
Anna Marie talked on, making up a story of a king and queen and their beautiful daughter, Princess Kirsten. She sprinkled her tale with formal balls, fabulous gold-trimmed gowns, and feasts of pink frosted cupcakes, until Kirsty's deep, even breathing told her that her sister was sound asleep. She stopped, waited for a moment, half expecting Kirsty to murmur, "Then what happened?" But Kirsty was still. Anna Marie's thoughts turned to the real king, Christian X, and the real palace, Amalienborg, where he lived, in the center of Copenhagen. How the people of Denmark loved King Christian. He wasn't like fairy tale kings who seemed to stand on balconies giving orders to subjects, or who sat on golden thrones demanding to be entertained and looking for suitable husbands for their daughters. King Christian was a real human being, a man with a serious, kind face. She had seen him often when she was younger. Each morning he had come from the palace on his horse, Jubilee, and ridden alone through the streets of Copenhagen, greeting his people. Sometimes, when Anna Marie was a little girl, her older sister, Lisa, had taken her to stand on the sidewalk so that she could wave to King Christian. Sometimes he had waved back to the two of them and smiled. "Now you're special forever," Lisa had told her once, "because you've been greeted by a king." Anna Marie turned her head on the pillow and stared through the partly opened curtains of the window into the dim September night, thinking of Lisa, her solemn, lovely sister, always made her sad. So she turned her thoughts again to the king, who was still alive, as Lisa was not. She remembered a story that Papa had told her shortly after the war began, shortly after Denmark had surrendered and the soldiers had moved in overnight to take their places on the corners.